What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Tuesday, June 7th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Schools have been struggling to meet the mental health needs of students, and new data is showing just how much the pandemic has impacted them. 7 in 10 public schools are seeing a rise in children seeking services, and 76% of faculty and staff have expressed concerns about depression and anxiety in students since the start of the pandemic. Laura Meckler, national education reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for how only about half of schools surveyed say they can effectively provide needed services. Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Nice to be here.
Well, there's been a lot of conversation recently about mental health after we saw a shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Conversations about mental health, and then obviously conversations about what's going on in schools, safety at schools, all this stuff. But what we're looking at, you know, and coming off of the pandemic too, we're hearing a lot of stories from teachers and school administrators about the mental health of their students and how they've had a hard time adjusting. You know, we've seen a lot of fights. We've seen kids unable to focus. Depression and sadness has been at an all-time high. And now we have some data to kind of back this stuff up and back up how schools are struggling to meet these needs in a lot of ways. So, Laura, tell us a little bit about this new survey and some of the results that we got. Schools say they're doing okay, but they need more staffing, more funding to meet all of these increased needs.
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing this all year long from teachers and also from students that it's just like people are a mess this year, right? I mean, kids are just having a really hard time. Teachers report that kids are acting like what you would expect somebody 2 years younger to act like, that they just don't know how to do school or how to relate to their peers or how to not look at their phones. And you know, the pandemic has seemed to really take a toll. And this survey that we have from the Federal Education Department, the National Center for Health Education Statistics, so they did a survey every month. Recently, they've been surveying schools around the country to look at sort of what the impacts have been of the pandemic. And this particular month, which was done in April, so this is before the terrible school shooting in Texas, they found that 70% of schools had seen an increase in students seeking mental health services. And about two-thirds of schools had increased the mental health services that they offer. So essentially, you're just seeing this, you know, huge spike in demand for these services. And yet, as you said, at the same time, when asked, do you think you're able to effectively provide the services for all students who are in need, only a little over half said that they thought they could do that. And so that leaves quite a few districts that are, you know, really not providing what's needed.
And, you know, this is a conversation about students, but the faculty and staff are also experiencing these things as well and need help. And they're also seeking support from the school systems and the services that they offer, too. So that's the other part of the equation is the adults in the room, right? They need help, too.
Absolutely. I mean, this has been a terrible year for teachers. I think that any teacher will tell you that. And coming off of what came before that, which was also a terrible year. What the survey found was that 29% of schools reported increases in the portion of staff who were seeking mental health services at school. Now, this doesn't count, of course, those who seek them elsewhere. And that 61% of schools reported increases in staff concerns about either their own mental health or their colleagues. So you're picking that up, as you say, from the teachers and the staff in school as well.
And so what we're seeing is a lot of schools obviously trying to accommodate these things, and they're increasing the programs and the groups available to these students and teachers also, but they're increasing the programs to help with all this stuff. A lot of times they're done by either school counselors or outside experts that the school employs, but a lot of it's being done with some of these outside groups as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a mix. It seems like typically, the most likely person to provide the services is a school counselor. I think 82% said that that's what that they were doing that. 71% said they also had, or perhaps only had, a licensed mental health professional. So someone who works for the district, but is an actual mental health service person, as opposed to a counselor, which is a little bit of a different, normally a different kind of job. And then about half of schools are getting people from the outside who provide services at the school. And about 1 in 4 were relying on the school nurse. So it's sort of a range of different people who are helping with this issue.
And to put some examples for this, right, so people can kind of understand the context, you talk about Indio High School in Southern California. They have 14 support groups to address a range of issues and the needs of students. So they have about 2,000 kids in the school. About 400 students have participated in at least one of these groups. So, I mean, there's a lot of kids that are actually using the services.
Yeah, I mean, and these groups really range, you know, in some cases it's just individual issues like social skills or something like that, but some of it's grief groups, people who have lost loved ones in the pandemic. In some cases, you have kids who feel guilty that they think they might have brought COVID home to their household. There's just like a whole range of stuff that kids are dealing with right now. On top of, you know, let's be honest, I mean, it's not like any of this was super easy before the pandemic. Yeah. You know, kids had lots of issues then, but we've just added so much.
I'm curious, you know, with a lot of these programs and obviously catering to different needs, emotional learning, social stuff, we've seen a lot in the news about parental rights and opposition to teaching certain things at school, talking about certain things at school. Have there been pushbacks on any of these mental health programs? And, you know, we know that this is important. We know that the students need it, but have there been any pushback on it?
Well, that's interesting because there has. So social emotional learning programs, which is something that's really been rising in schools for a while now. And this survey found that about 7 in 10 schools have some sort of a specific program for social emotional learning, sometimes called SEL. And listeners may have heard that term bandied about in their own schools. And, you know, it has a lot of consensus around it. There's the idea is that you're helping kids not just as learners, but as full human beings. But social-emotional learning has been tagged as dealing with issues of identity and in some cases issues of race, which is, of course, part of identity for many people. And there have been some conservatives who have been pushing back on these programs and saying that they're just another version of critical race theory. So there has been some controversy around that kind of supports that are being offered to kids. So not necessarily specifically COVID-related, but it all sometimes gets worked into the same sort of programming.
Well, we'll keep an eye out how these things do develop. As we said, schools are struggling to meet the rising needs. About half of them just say, a little more than half of them say they are effectively providing those needs. So that leads a lot of kids out needing more help. Laura Meckler, national education writer at the Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out at the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.